Comics. I'm your host, Charles Olson.
I'm Charles Olson.
And I'm Rothgar.
I'm Psyking.
I'm Art Vanderhoff.
And this is Mintcast,
the podcast by the Linux Mint community for all users of Linux.
Welcome to Mintcast, episode 50. I'm Charles Olson. With me tonight is Rothgar. How you doing, Rothgar?
I'm doing okay, except for recording time a little bit. I'm a little bit tired.
Yeah, this is an unusual time for us, because our guest tonight is Clem Lefebvre, who is the creator of Linux Mint. Good evening, Clem. Or morning.
Hi, guys. Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
I'm Harrison.
I'm James.
I'm Scott.
I'm Jalou.
I'm Rob.
And this is Mintcast,
the podcast by the Linux Mint community for all users of Linux.
Welcome to Mintcast episode 100. I'm Scott, and with me tonight are Rob, James, and Harrison. Welcome to Mintcast episode 145, recorded live on January 21st, 2013, for release sometime later. I'm Scott, and with me on the podcast this week is Rob.
Howdy doody from deep South Texas. How's everybody doing tonight?
I don't think they're going to answer.
Oh, they're not? Oh,
well, maybe in the chat room.
Oh, this is one of those one-way things where we talk and they can't talk back. That's why I like doing this. That's what it is. Yeah, I forgot about that part. Welcome to Mintcast, episode 150. Boy, that is such a nice round number. You'd think that we would have had the good sense to have some kind of special program. Well, wait, we do have a special program tonight. Oh, God, I almost forgot. Anyway, today is February 25th in the year 2013, and we're recording live with the Mintcast, episode 150. I'm Rob. And with me on the podcast this week, of course, is my good buddy Scott. And boy, do we have something coming that's interesting tonight. I've been pumping this all night. So now it's really kind of...
Now that the expectations...
Can we deliver it? Can we deliver it?
Now that expectations are at a ridiculous level that we can't possibly...
So tell us... Welcome to Mintcast, the podcast by the Linux Mint community for all users of Linux. This is episode 200. Yay! Recorded live on Sunday, April 27th, 2014. I'm Rob, and with me today on the podcast are Scott and Joe. Welcome back, Joe. Haven't seen you for a dog's age, or haven't seen you at all, actually. Haven't heard you for a dog's age, I should say.
Yeah, it's good to be back, guys. I've been listening. So I know exactly what you've been up to.
This could be a little dicey.
Hello and welcome to Mintcast, the podcast by the Linux Mint community for all users of Linux. This is episode 250. We made it. We made it, Mom. We did it. Recorded live on Sunday, July 24th, 2016. I'm Isaac, and with me on the podcast this week is Rob. We record live.
That was me. I clicked on the button that says turn your voice off, and then I started to talk. And you should never do that. So, you know, I got my cheering at the beginning, and then I was going to take it. Never mind. It's been that kind of a podcast already. So,
we also managed to get Joe Ressington on the horn. Actually, he was the very first one. I mean, I think as soon as we started talking about it, there was. What, maybe a couple days go by, and then Tony Hughes comes back and says, all right, I got this interview done, and we were talking like 3 weeks early. So did you have any kind of weird issues going on with that, Tony?
No, actually, it went really smoothly. Obviously, Joe joined me on the Mumble recorder, and we recorded in Audacity as well. But I did a backup in Mumble just in case. But it was really good to talk to him. I'd actually had a chat with him a few weeks earlier because he made a comment on one of the earlier shows that we did together about the audio on the show page. So I contacted him, and we ended up having a chat, and he gave us a few tips on cleaning up the audio after each of the shows and stuff like that. So it was great because I'd talked to him fairly recently. It was just like having another chat with him. We talked for a few minutes and then did the interview, which was about 20-25 minutes in total. And then once we twitched off the recorder, I ended up talking with him for another hour. And he decided he he had a problem with his audio at his side. So he said, could he edit the audio? So he ended up cleaning up both the tracks on Audacity and posting them back onto the into the drive for me to mix and truncate. So most of the audio editing of that interview is down to Joe. So it was a great interview, really, really great. And Joe's a great guy to talk to. Good evening, this is Mintcast episode 300, and with me I've got Joe Ressington. Hi, Joe.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. It's really good to be talking to you on the show again. I've got a few questions here. The first one is, what drove you to actually join the Mintcast team in the first place, and how did you actually manage to get involved?
Well, I had only just got into podcasting, doing a show that was not really very Linuxy, and I wanted to do a Linux podcast. And around that time, Rob and Scott were doing Mintcast, and Scott was away traveling a lot, I think. And Rob had done a couple of episodes just on his own. And so I emailed him and said, do you want some help? And, you know, sent a link to my reference where it was a bit sweary, that other podcast. I said, don't worry, I can keep it family friendly. And he said, yeah, sure, come along. Here's how we do it on Mumble and everything. And so I just sort of helped out for a bit, and I kind of helped out on and off over about a year or so, I think, and eventually kind of drifted away from it. But yeah, that's how it all started.
Can you remember what your first episode was?
I can't. I could dig through my archive and work it out.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering. I was looking around to see if I could find you. I managed to find you. You were actually on episode 200.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you were. You were on episode 200, so that's cool. We've got a little bit of the intro for that, for the special episode. So you'll hear yourself on the intro.
That should be good. Right, I've just looked on my NAS now, and I think 172 was the first one.
Right, okay. Can you remember when your last show was?
It looks like 230.
Right, that would sound about right, because I know you weren't around for episode 250.
Yeah.
And by then, Isaac had joined the show. Mm. So, obviously, you joined the podcast. What for you were some of the practicalities that are kind of key in producing a regular podcast, particularly one where you've got two or more hosts?
What do you mean in terms of the practicalities of the production, getting it all synced and everything?
Yeah.
I think the key is... well, ideally you want to edit it, which generally hasn't happened over the years with Mintcast. So if you're not going to do any or much editing, then really what you've got to do is make sure that the audio is synced up properly. And the simplest way I've found to do that is to have whoever's driving the show, whoever's kind of the main host, to, when you first start recording, count 1, 2, 3, and then everyone says 4 together, or we've just done a sync for this where you do, you know, 3, 2, 1 and 0, everyone says that together. And once you've got that sync point, you line it up in Audacity or whatever, and then hopefully you don't have any drift away from that, and then it generally works out quite well.
Right. What about some of the problems with the transatlantic kind of time shifts and things like that?
Well, that has always worked out quite well for Mintcast when I was doing it, because Rob would do it, Rob and Scott and Isaac as well, they would generally do it on Sunday afternoons, which would be Sunday evenings for me. And I think Rob is in Central, which is 6 hours behind me. So it kind of ended up working out quite all right, really. If they'd moved to an evening spot, then that would have been tricky for me. But no, that was never really a problem for Mintcast. It's been a problem for other shows, but not for Mintcast.
Right. Ah, that's cool. What would you say was some of the most rewarding times on the show?
Rewarding times. That's an interesting one. I think really just sort of engaging with the community and getting feedback saying that they were happy to have me on. I mean, I had my fair share of people saying, oh, not this English bloke, oh, we don't like him. But getting people... saying I really liked that episode, or that was a really interesting topic that you covered, or whatever, that makes it really rewarding, I think.
Yeah, we've had a couple of feedback since we took over, and it's quite gratifying when you get positive feedback, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of gratifying to get negative feedback as well, because that means that at least people are listening, and at least you're provoking some sort of reaction, even if it's a negative one. It's better than just talking out into the ether and getting nothing back.
Yeah, that kind of leads me into the next part of that question, which is what are some of the most challenging things about being on the show?
Well, I think the most challenging thing is just doing it regularly. I think we were doing it weekly at one point, and you know, trying to find the content there, you're sort of forcing yourself to, if there's loads of news happening and you do an episode that's just news, then that's quite easy really, because you just read the stories, form your opinions, and you know, the show just does itself really. Whereas if you've got to cover a subject, like we covered the herd, and you know, we covered some obscure stuff that meant spending quite a lot of time researching it, and it's just a case of finding that time to do it. And then once you've done the research and everything, the actual getting together and recording is pretty easy, but it's just finding the time. And sort of, I remember there'd be times sometimes where we would get to, you know, Thursday or Friday and having not decided what we were going to talk about. And that was the most challenging thing really, is scrambling then at the relatively last minute to put something together that would be good.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, you really got to try and do some preparation to make the show kind of flow, and that you've got something that you can talk about that's worth talking about, so to speak.
Yeah.
Just going back to that, you talked about doing weekly shows. One of the challenges we found with doing a fortnightly show now is that when you come to the news section, most of it's been covered on other podcasts. How do you find that?
Well, that is true, but the thing is that people are not tuning into a podcast, generally speaking, I don't think, to get news. It's not like turning on news at 10 to actually find out what's happening. It's more like reading the Sunday papers in the UK, at least, where you have the comment sections and, you know, you have the articles about the news that's happened over the last week that you already know about that, but it's just the opinions of the people who are talking about it that's interesting and why people tune in.
Yeah, so getting more of a commentary on the news rather than actually new news stories.
Yeah, exactly. And people tune into podcasts. Well, okay, I'm not going to speak for people. I'm going to speak for myself. I tune into podcasts because of the people on there, the personalities, the humour, you know, whether they're interesting and informed. That's why I'm listening, not because, you know, I want to learn something necessarily. I mean, you do often learn things as well, and that's a nice byproduct. But really, if you don't like the people, you know, if you don't find them entertaining, you're not going to listen to it.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, I personally, when I'm listening to podcasts, it's the people that I actually enjoy listening to that I go to the most as far as the shows go.
Yeah, and you listen to quite a lot of Linux podcasts. Do you ever hear about news stories, or how often do you hear about news stories that you don't already know about? Presumably not very often.
Not very often at all. No.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Only if a show, particularly you were mentioning on your show last night, well, the one that was released last night on Linux Action News, about the breaking story of IBM taking over Red Hat.
Yeah.
And that literally happened while you were on the air.
Yeah, yeah, that was a funny one.
Just
yeah.
Before you went on the air. So that was a news story.
Yeah, yeah, the episode did really well as a result of that, yeah.
Yeah, it's that's really cool. But yeah, unless you get a story and you just happen to be around when that happens, you're very unlikely to be able to release new news, because it's all over the internet before you've even thought about recording anything.
Yeah, but I think you've got to not get too hung up on that and the idea that, oh, other people have covered this, therefore we shouldn't do it. You know, sometimes you can get things lining up where it's, you know, everyone is talking about a certain thing, you know, particularly like that IBM buying Red Hat. And you've got to just find your own take on it, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Given that, what developments in Linux or tech in general over the recent years, particularly during the period when you were on the Mintcast and since then, do you think have been particularly exciting for you?
Exciting? I don't know about that, really. I think interesting would be Microsoft and how they have moved into Linux and open source. And really, the start of that happened during Mintcast and has really accelerated over the last year. Exciting-wise, I don't know, really. I don't tend to get very excited about things. I'm quite cynical and always tend to see the downside of stuff. Yeah, I don't know, really. But being stuck on XFCE by choice, there's not really much excitement that happens. It's more a case of just getting my work done, really.
Yeah, I prefer it to be quite a bland experience, really, because if it just works and ticks over, you don't have to worry about it. It just goes on in the background, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So, coming to your departure from Mintcast, which you did, in, like you said, in episode 230, what do you think your time on the show had any impact on you as a person and, you know, and what you've done in the future?
Well, I feel like Mintcast was my apprenticeship, really, into Linux podcasting. It taught me a lot about what goes into the preparation and recording and everything. And I wouldn't be where I am now, being a professional podcaster, if it weren't for my start in Mintcast. So, yeah, I kind of owe it a lot. I owe the other one that I did as well, the very first one, because that was also a good apprenticeship. But, yeah, it sort of formed this foundation for me and taught me a lot about things to do right and things to do wrong and how to do it generally. I mean, I obviously learned a lot afterwards as well, and you learn stuff every day. And every time I do a show, I learn stuff. But I think that it definitely was fundamental to the foundation of my new career.
That's brilliant. Yeah. So since you left the show, what's your kind of opinion on the direction the show's taken since you moved on?
I don't know, really. It's kind of had a few different directions. And I suppose my criticism, again, being quite cynical and seeing, you know, I'm a glass half empty person, I think not finding a firm format probably hasn't done the show any favours, really. And, you know, Rob and Isaac tried a few different things, and also not being consistent didn't help it, because I know that Rob was travelling, he went to Australia and stuff, and sometimes they go 2 months without an episode. And one thing that I find really fundamental is that you've got to have a schedule and you've got to stick to it. And I also think that it's best to have a fairly set formula as well, a format at least, to your shows, so that people know what to expect when they tune in. And I think that Rob and Isaac did a long series about Linux from scratch, and, you know, they decided to go for these real deep dives that would be multi-episode, and that's not something that I would have done. And I don't know, as a listener, it's hard to say, really. I don't know, I didn't find it massively interesting, to be honest, because it's not something that I'm going to do. Although it was interesting insofar as that they do it so I don't have to, if you know what I mean. So there was a certain interest there, but I don't know, really. It's very difficult to stand out now. Even back when I was doing Mintcast, there were quite a few Linux podcasts, but now, fast forward to the end of 2018, start of 2019, there are so many Linux podcasts that it's really hard to stand out. And so either you've just got to really own your mintness, if you know what I mean, or you've got to find some other way to stand out. And maybe that's the personalities of the people on the show, or maybe it's, you know, hitching the wagon to Mint, which is probably the second most popular desktop distro. So I don't know, but I've probably drifted quite far from the question that you asked me there. Sorry.
No. That's quite good to hear, actually, because, you know, some of what you've said there, I quite agree with you. You know, one of the things that Rob quite openly admits is it was getting more and more difficult for him and Isaac both to commit to doing a bi-weekly show. So that was one of the reasons they asked if anyone wanted to come up and step into the role, because they would. The show would probably have folded if we hadn't come forward and taken on the reins.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised that so many people came forward, really. And I think my criticism of the new format would be that there's too many of you. You're all great, so I can see why, you know, you wanted you all. But I think it just gets a bit confusing when there's so many different voices there. You know, I think that really on a show you don't really want more than four people, otherwise it's hard for the audience. I mean, it's hard for me to kind of get to know the personalities, and, you know, having listened to a few of them, I'm still struggling to know exactly who's who when they're talking.
Yeah.
Because there's how many of you are there at the moment?
Well, we've gone down to six now. I think we started with seven of us.
Yeah.
But we've had one person that's kind of drifted off. But,
That will probably happen, that eventually you'll probably get down to three or four of you. Eventually you'll get down to none of you, much like, because the Mintcast is a bit like Theseus's ship or Trigger's broom, isn't it? Like, it's the people on it have constantly changed, and the only thing that's really stayed the same is the website and the name and everything, and it's, you know, the music and whatnot, because it's just had so many different people. But I suppose the one thing that's kept it together is Linux Mint.
Yeah. Now, that's the one defining feature about it. It's for the Linux Mint community.
Yeah.
And the Linux community, but it's kind of held together with Mint as a whole, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you see your next direction? And obviously, I'm going to give you a chance to give a plug for your current things that you're doing, but where do you think you're going in the next 12, 18 months?
I can't tell you, unfortunately, because we've got plans.
Non-disclosure.
The shows, I never like to announce something until it's actually definitely happening. And at the moment I am hosting, I lose track now, but I'm hosting Linux Action News that we do on a Sunday, Late Night Linux, which is a little bit sweary. So be warned, it's not like Mintcast.
Yeah, I listen to that.
Yeah, I do say a lot of bad words on that one, and especially when it's me and Phelim get going. there's quite a lot of that. And then User Error, which is my newest one, which is a reboot of an old Jupiter Broadcasting show that's had a couple of runs and never really found the momentum to keep going. But that is probably my favorite. Well, it is. It's my favorite show to do at the moment, I assume, because it's my newest one. But that is a mixture of Linux topics as well as other non-Linux topics, some just tech topics and stuff, and also just some life, the universe and everything stuff. And that's really what I like to talk about. And that's with Popey from Ubuntu Podcast and Daniel Foray from Elementary OS, the lead dev of that. And that's what I'm going to give a plug to. Go to error.show and check that one out.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the new User Error. It's taken on a new kind of lease of life, and it's quite a cool thing to listen to at the moment.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of positive feedback about it, and which is good, because I'm happy with it, and I'm really happy with how that's turning out. It was my idea to ask Popey and Dan, and I feel really vindicated in that decision to ask them, because it's, you know, a show is only as good as the people that you're doing it with. And those two, you know, obviously you need good topics and everything, but I know I can just throw it to those two and get, I can just throw a question to them and get a really good answer back. So, yeah, really enjoying doing that one. But, as for new stuff, we've got big plans basically for, as part of Jupiter Broadcasting, which is my day job now, which is part of Linux Academy now. And I wish I could tell you more about it, but maybe by the time this goes out, one of the things that we're planning will have started. I don't know. I have to be vague about it. Sorry.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye open for what's going on then.
Yeah, maybe I can tell you off air.
Okay. Well, I'd just like to say thank you for spending the time. I know you're really busy, and we had to wait until Christmas Eve before we could get a slot to actually record this interview. So that was really kind of you. And I just wish you all the best in the future.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, Christmas is the best time for me to do things, because I'm not really doing anything apart from just relaxing and having a drink. So, thanks for having me on. And good luck with it. I hope that you can do another 300.
Yeah, hopefully. We never know. Hopefully it won't take another 10 or 15 years before we get there. Thanks, Joe.
Cheers.
This has been another episode of the Mintcast podcast. The show notes for this episode are at mintcast.org. You can send us email at mintcast@mintcast.org. You can find more information about Linux Mint at www.linuxmint.com. You can follow both Mintcast and Linux Mint on Twitter, @mintcast and @linux_mint. Thanks to Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com for our theme music, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Mintcast.